You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at the Elizabeth Eaglebot concert, and I'm joined by one of the performing artists on the night, Gareth Churchill. Gareth, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us how you got into music?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's always been that. I remember my first musical memories having recorder lessons in school, you know, I think probably in reception education, like very young, where a whole class, class would all have recorders and play basic scales in unison. And then I think on an educational program, I saw an oboe and decided I wanted to play the oboe. I did that all through my adolescence and played in the county youth orchestra and that sort of thing. And then went to London to study music at university, just up the road here at City University. And I was a part-time here at the Guildhall at the same time. So I had all my oboe lessons here in the late 90s. Then in the year 2000, right at the beginning of the end of my degree, I had a major stroke while playing the cor anglais, and my path got redirected to composition. And I suppose I've been professionally active as a composer for the first decade of my career. And in recent years, I've discovered the clarion, which is the instrument I'll be playing this evening, which is a very exciting and almost brand new digital instrument.
When it comes to the Elizabeth Eaglebot Memorial Fund, how did that fund help you with your music career?
It's been really instrumental, if you'll excuse the pun, because I'm a member of Para Orchestra, and at my first Para Orchestra project, another visually impaired musician worked out that I was using sheet music and was being a bit clumsy with it, and told me that she told me about the Elizabeth Eaglebot Fund and explained that I might be able to apply to get a device that might make written music more accessible to me. And so it supported me to get an iPad with which I can obviously adjust the brightness and the size of things and so forth, which was a big asset. Then when I discovered clarion, it's a screen-based instrument, which I now play on the iPad that Elizabeth Eaglebot bought me, which is an iPad Pro, so it's a slightly larger screen than normal. So in a way, it supported me to buy the instrument I now play.
How important do you think funds like this are to, you know, up-and-coming blind and partially sighted musicians?
I think they're hugely important. And, you know, because there are so many barriers when you're young to starting out, to navigating a world where things are designed to be read in the traditional way. You know, I think it's improving now, but I don't think there's nothing like the repertoire there should be available in Braille, for example. So I think the bits of technology that you can perhaps get through the fund in terms of readers and things that might transcribe material into Braille, I think it's very valuable. And this, an evening like this evening where myself and other visually impaired colleagues, I hope we might become sort of role models, because certainly when I became disabled, there was the attitude in the hospital that he won't be able to do his job, he can't be a musician anymore. And thankfully circumstances proved that wrong.
What would you say has been your proudest moment as a musician?
In a way, it's this evening, because I'm back at the Guildhall School. It feels a bit like coming full circle, although what I'm going to play this evening relates in no way whatsoever to the oboe lessons I had here 25 years ago. So in a way, I think I'm proud of that coming full circle. I think it's a shame that none of the people who were working, or I assume none of the people who were working here in the 90s will be in the audience tonight, which feels like a bit of a shame. But in other ways, I guess finishing my PhD and becoming a kind of fully fledged, fully professional musician with a job and the kind of stepping into adulthood that brought in terms of looking after my own finances and that sort of thing, I think I'm very proud of that as well.
What are kind of your next steps in your career? What sort of future plans have you got?
Good question. Another tricky question. I mean, I think sort of just carry on. If there's anything I've learned since having a stroke at age 19 and my path being redirected so wildly from classical music to composition and now to performing with this extraordinary electronic instrument, it's to sort of expect the unexpected. And, you know, and I've got plans, I hope, for the project I'm going to play this evening, I hope to develop into a longer work in time. And there are a couple of other projects that I'm sort of in the middle of, one of which I hope will go into an album, a piece for clarion and voice. And then there's another piece which I've done a couple of workshops on that I hope will become a music theatre piece. So I'm kind of just keeping going, I think, and I've got hopes that those projects will grow and reach the stage, but you know, there are so many variables, it's hard to say this is definitely next.
What would be your message to blind and partially sighted people who themselves would love to get into music?
I think just go for it. Make your kind of aspirations and your ambitions known to those around you. If possible, find a teacher who's familiar, who's done work with visually impaired people, because I work in education a little bit at the University in Cardiff, and I had an instrumental teaching colleague who found out a student was visually impaired quite late in their process, and I was slightly annoyed that things hadn't been made more transparent, although it was nothing to do with me. So I think just kind of go for it and just reach out to people like myself, people who are doing it, and don't be afraid, particularly if people say you can't do that because of your circumstances. I think that's nonsense, you know, and everybody playing this evening is doing so regardless of visual impairment.
Fantastic. Gareth Churchill, many thanks for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
A real pleasure. Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.